We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Delighted to be joined by Ellie Mack of the Oregon State women's basketball team, brought to you in part by your local Toyota dealers and Benny's Buddies. Check out osubeavers.com/Benny's Buddies to get your pets part of your local Toyota dealers' official fan club. For your favorite pets, Benny's Buddies, our thanks to your local Toyota dealers. We are in the holiday season, moving into the postseason games in football. The Beavers in the L.A. Bowl coming up Saturday, December 18th. Ron Callen will not be part of the crew, as he usually is on the sidelines for Oregon State football games. He'll be traveling with the Oregon State women's basketball team. Will miss Ron, but he'll get to be following the team not only in Maui, but this coming weekend on an East Coast trip. And Ellie Mack joins us to talk about that and the season thus far. Ellie, let me just jump right into it. Road trips are road trips, but this one, does it have kind of a special feel for you, knowing that in a very real sense you're going back home?
Yes, this is very special for me. I'm originally from Philadelphia. I grew up there most of my life. And so playing at Villanova is kind of a homecoming game for me. And so a bunch of my friends and family get to come and watch me play probably for the last time. And so it's very exciting for me and my family.
Ellie, is that strictly coincidental, or did Coach Ruick and Jonas and the staff look for a game that could take you back home?
I think it was partially intentional. I was kind of bugging Jonas the entire off season, just kind of asking him like, hey, when are we going to go play in Philly? Honestly, not really thinking that it was going to happen. And then it kind of just worked out. And we got the Villanova game. And so I'm super thankful that they were willing to do that. And it really means a lot to me.
And Ellie, not only family and friends that can come and watch you play, will you get to spend some time? I know this is a business trip. I understand you have challenging games, first in New Jersey against Monmouth, then Philly. Is there some built-in time that you'll get to have with friends and family?
Yeah, so in between the two games, my family is going to be hosting the dinner, and so I get to bring the entire team to my house, which is going to be super special. It's kind of going to be weird, I think, in some ways, just because it's like my two worlds colliding. And that's never happened before. And so I'm excited to show everyone kind of where I'm from and where I grew up.
How much time, just kind of in a general sense, have you been able to spend at home since you made your way out here?
Not very much, just because of COVID, to be honest. But the time that I have got to spend has been really special. And so I'm excited to see my parents again. And I get to see my brother, too, and I haven't seen him in a while. And so those moments are definitely special, even if they are few and far in between.
Does FaceTime or phone calls or I don't know, all the things there is with social media, does that make it seem smaller? Or when you're one side or the other, does it feel like you're a world away?
I mean, FaceTime definitely makes it easier, but there's nothing like sitting at my, you know, dining table and eating my mom's home cooked food and, you know, just hanging out with them. And so I'm excited that I get to do a little bit of that. And my team gets to be there with me.
Ellie, we see all the movies and sitcom type situations where there can be nervousness around guests coming to meet the family. In a sense, for the first time, you use the phrase two worlds colliding or coming together here. Do you forewarn any of your friends, roommates, teammates about, hey, now my mom can be a little, she loves you, but she may have some strong opinions about what's going on. I mean, is there any part of you, as excited as you are, that gives a little sense of, hey, in our household, we kind of do things this way?
No, not at all. Thankfully, my parents have been able to meet my teammates and roommates and stuff this year. And so everyone kind of already knows each other. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, our team is family. And so they're always welcome at my house. And it's really just a giant family dinner.
And do you know, is it your mom and dad together? Are they having food brought in? Are they preparing a meal together that you're excited to get to partake with your teammates with?
Yeah, they're cooking. They're cooking the entire thing.
Wow.
And so I think they're making like fajitas and salad and, you know, lots of carbs for pregame, I guess. they've been planning it for a while.
Good.
The only comparison I can give is when I was doing the games for the women's team 20 years ago, we went to one of the assistant coaches' parents' house, who happened to be a Hollywood producer, and he lived in some really fancy Hollywood neighborhood, and everything was fine except the bus coming down the street. That's a little odd. Mm. Is a big giant bus in front of your house?
Yeah. I mean, I don't live in a Hollywood neighborhood, so, I don't know if that's the same, but there probably aren't very many coach buses coming into Valley Green. I can say that.
Ellie, just the thought of an Oregon State basketball team and community from here, your family here, going back to meet your family in Paoli, it is at some level just, wow, this is really cool. I mean, to get to come from that far out to experience a different life out here for a while and then to go back with your West Coast and Oregon State family to your home, how special is that? And I mean, just in something you probably never could have predicted could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, totally unexpected, to be honest, but such a great surprise. It kind of feels like a Christmas gift in some ways. I don't know. But it's definitely what I've been looking forward to for a while, and I don't want to overhype it and stuff like that, but there's definitely been a lot of anticipation for me.
This year, how things have gone and where things are going, it looks pretty good. And you had a couple of tough opponents when you went to Florida, came back home for the kid game, the Beavers Beyond the Classroom, which I think is fantastic. What's that like, by the way, for you as a player to be in that? Now, I know it was half full, the whole COVID situation and getting kids into the venue. But in fact, no, you didn't have it last year. You've never really experienced this until this year. Is that correct?
When I was at Bucknell, we had a couple elementary school kid games. But from what I've heard traditionally at Gill, it's sold out with kids. And we didn't have it this year, but there's still a lot of kids there, and it was like super loud to the point where I couldn't hear anything because they were just screaming for basically the entire game. And so that was really fun to be part of. And honestly, that's, you know, something that we as a team really enjoy is influencing people younger than us, especially young girls. And so it was great to see them after the game and got to interact with them a little bit from a distance. And so that was just really rewarding for everyone on our team.
In that respect, when you got, you said at Bucknell, you got to experience a beyond the classroom type game. What has been your experience here, Ellie, by comparison to a community involvement and fan base and what you see in Beaver Nation and how it may be compared with your experiences at Bucknell in terms of the amount of fans and people so vitally interested in the programs?
I mean, it's definitely a step up. I feel like I go to the grocery store here and people, you know, always come up to me, and whenever I go get breakfast or something, there's always someone that is like, "Hey, I love your team," stuff like that. And so there's definitely a bigger community interaction here, which I think we all really appreciate. It's part of what makes Plant and Gill so special and makes our team so special, to be perfectly honest.
Are you surprised at where the league is as far as some of the heavy hitters losing games here early on? Or is that a sign of anything? Because, you know, you got Stanford, Arizona, yourself, Oregon, and UCLA having, you know, losing some games. Now, you guys lose to teams that are ranked higher than you, or at least you're on the road and it's a ranked opponent. But there was some surprising early losses by the league. Is there some leveling off of in parity, or is it just an odd year or what?
I think last year we didn't see that as much just because there wasn't any non-conference. But then I also think that there's a lot of transfers in this year and a lot of newness in our league. And so people are really just trying to adapt and learn. And that's kind of what we went through last year at the beginning of Pac-12, and kind of what we're going through again right now. Everyone's just learning. Everyone's figuring out who their team is. And I think once we get back to Pac-12, things will kind of settle down and we'll see some more normalcy in games.
A few more minutes with Ellie Mack before a special trip coming for her and the women's basketball team to play Monmouth in New Jersey on Friday. Ron Callen will have the call 3:30 on many of our network stations. Sunday morning out here, 9:30 in the morning pregame, and the Beavers playing Villanova in Philly. Is it true, Ellie, that's that building is where you graduated from in high school?
It is. Yeah, that's where my high school graduation was held. I think that was the last time I was in the pavilion, actually.
Okay. So. Wow. You get to play a game there then for the first time. That's really cool. Your last game, a tie game and a final possession, essentially, to untie it and take the lead. You may have broken this down with Ron in the postgame show. Were you just executing your offense? I don't know the preliminaries leading into it. Was there a timeout? Was a play set up for you to get the ball in the mid-post, to go to your offhand and score what turned out to be the game-winning bucket? Take us through that final possession, if you would.
Yeah, so we called a timeout. I think we had just gotten an O-board, actually. So Scott called a timeout, and I think the entire game, I kind of had a mismatch in the post just with my speed, and so they had enough, you know, faith in me to give me the ball in the post again. And I knew that entire backside of the court was wide open. And so my goal was just to beat my girl to the block. And thankfully it ended up working out. So that's what went down.
It worked out well. And it appeared as soon as you got it in there, you turned and went. You turned the corner and got the ball off the glass and down. Ellie, when you said you, is your post game like that? Have you always had a pretty good mid and even low post game in your career at Bucknell and here?
I think it's definitely something that I've had to work to develop. I haven't played much back to the basket, to be honest. But especially, you know, here, if I play the three, then I usually have a size advantage. If I play the four, usually I have a speed advantage. And so I've just been trying to take advantage of those things when I can. And thankfully, you know, my teammates and coaches have faith in me when I get the ball down there.
And just in terms of, when you said you're back to the basket, not a lot of that. At Bucknell, if you don't mind sharing, when you were Patriot League Player of the Year and so on, how did you play more facing up there? And were your opportunities more facing the basket off the dribble? Did you have some post-ups in the way you ran your offense at Bucknell?
Yeah, I definitely had some post-ups, but usually I was the trail four. And so a lot of driving, a lot of kicking, lots of screens for me and shooting threes. So a little bit different than here.
Do you, and I'm wondering about the 3-point right now. Your percentage may not be exactly where you want it to be. Do you, but do you still feel good about the looks you've gotten here early in the year and the feel and the idea that, hey, I'm getting good looks. The shots are going to fall more consistently as we go forward.
Yeah, right now I'm shooting terribly from three.
Okay, I did not say it. I did not say it that way. I'm just you haven't had a big sample size though.
Yeah, I think I'm like 1 for 9 on the season, which is obviously not where I want to be. But I'm a great 3-point shooter. I know that. This is my 5th year playing college basketball, and every year I've shot above 37%. And so.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for it to fall.
Okay,
I'm going to keep shooting because I have a lot of confidence in myself.
Glad to hear it.
I love that. I love that attitude that shooters should shoot as long as you're not taking, you know, ill-advised shots or anything like that, which of course you wouldn't, and you just keep at it. I like the confidence. Keep at it until that percentage comes up. You need more. Like Mike said, you need a bigger sample size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm not taking bad shots. They're not going in right now, but they will.
Yeah.
And just in terms of final thing, Ellie, we're so excited for you to get to go home, to play 2 games on the road back east, to get to see your family, to have a meal in your family with your Beaver family. Just the whole move out here and to get to come back now as a Beaver back in your homeland, so to speak. Has the experience out here been what you had hoped and maybe even exceeded it? And when you made the decision, when needing to leave Bucknell because they didn't have a program that allowed you to keep playing with the academic requirements and so on, you picked Oregon State. These are important decisions in a young person's life. How do you feel about that decision as you get ready to go back home to play a couple of basketball games this weekend?
I mean, it was definitely the right decision for me. I needed to kind of push myself academically, athletically, and just, you know, my normal life. And so coming out here definitely did that. Especially this year has just been awesome. Team-wise, basketball-wise, not having COVID as much. Obviously, there's still restrictions, and we're being careful in every way we can. But I think this year has been great so far. And I'm honestly just looking forward to continue to compete with this team because we're special and this year's going to be special for everyone.
Ellie, thank you for taking time for us. We appreciate it. We're happy for you to get to go back home this weekend. As you said, an early Christmas gift in a very real sense. Have a great time. And thanks for making time for us for the podcast.
Thanks so much.
Ellie Mack joining us. A couple of notes and what a great story. I mean, and just so beautiful how it worked out. That meal sounds good. Mom and dad, the family making it for everybody. That's going to be a fun day. Saturday in between games, Friday against Monmouth in New Jersey, Sunday morning at the Pavilion in Philly, Villanova's gym at Villanova, and then Saturday, the family gathering, the Beaver Nation family and Ellie Mack's family proper. Beaver Nation's a family. We encourage you. And this is the L.A. Bowl version of the podcast, in a sense, because we have an important message to share. The OSU Alumni and Friends Tailgater will be presented at the East Patio Canyon Plaza SoFi Stadium on game day. And, John, you may know exactly what we're talking about because you were at SoFi. The OSU Alumni and Friends Tailgater, Saturday game day, December 18th at SoFi. Presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company at the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl, 2:30. Make a note of it. Check it out. Beaver Nation will be gathered at SoFi Stadium's East Patio Canyon Plaza. Registration is now open for the event. Make sure to join before it sells out. Go to www.fororegonstate.org/4.
As in F-O-R?
That's F-O-R. F-O-R. Four. F-O-R, OregonState.org/, and make sure to get signed up for this excellent event presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. No matter what the experience, we hope a lot of folks are going. And, John, you've had a chance to go to SoFi.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where that is, but I know we walked around the whole stadium, so I know that it's wherever it is. Everything there is nice, and there is plenty of room. That place, SoFi, is beautiful. It's magnificent, really, and it's very nice.
And you can also, as you get your tickets for and get ready to head down, we hope there'll be a tremendous turnout for the inaugural Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. Be sure to download the OSU Beavers mobile app. It'll help you navigate a lot of things in the Beaver world. OSU Beavers mobile is presented by your local Toyota dealers. OSU Beavers mobile is available now in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Dutch Bros all year long, and they've got one more chance in football, Doc, to make an important contribution.
Yeah, they're teaming up in a new way to show support of the Beavers of the Beaver Dam. Dutch Bros is donating to the Oregon State University Food Pantry. For every point the Beaver football team scores, Dutch Bros will give enough to feed a single student for a month. The more the Beavers score, the more students Dutch Bros helps support. On behalf of everybody at Oregon State, thank you for your support of the Beavers and the Oregon State University Food Pantry. My son made a comment when we went to the stadium. He said, "It's so new. There's no. It's so clean. There's no like gum on the ground." Mm-hmm. I looked around. And go, "You're right. It is so new that it's strange, but it's beautiful facility."
Really looking forward to the first experience. The first college football game ever played in beautiful SoFi Stadium will be the inaugural Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. And that's coming up December 18th. And again, our thanks to all of our sponsors all year long, including U.S. Bank. When you invest in a community, the community invests in you. U.S. Bank is committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of their customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Johnny, that's going to do it for the week. And we have busy days ahead.
Busy days ahead. Again, bowl games coming up, and we're just getting into basketball season. So good times ahead with the OSU Beaver Sports Podcast, which we do every week.
Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll try it again down the road. Thanks for joining us. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.